Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The US has warned Israel against its plans to move Palestinians out of Rafah. International alarm is growing as the Israeli military prepares for a ground offensive in the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
We don't want to see Palestinians evacuated from Rafah unless it is to return to their homes. And we have made that quite clear to the government of Israel that we don't think there's any effective way to evacuate 1.4 million Palestinians. There's no way to conduct an operation in Rafah that would not lead to inordinate civilian harm and would severely hamper the delivery of humanitarian assistance. And that's the point that we continue to make to them.
A Palestinian man has died of wounds from Israeli gunfire in Jericho. A 44-year-old was a father of three. His death brings the number of Palestinians killed in the occupied West Bank since October the 7th to 487. Students at Columbia University in New York have been told to stay at home whilst Palestinian solidarity protests continue on campus. Demonstrations in support of Gaza have rocked many U.S. universities. More than 100 students and academics have been arrested. At least five people, including a child, have died whilst trying to cross the English Channel into the UK. The small boat they were on had been carrying more than 100 passengers. Teams are still conducting search and rescue operations. The disaster happened hours after the British Parliament passed the so-called Rwanda Bill. That's the government's controversial plan to process asylum seekers offshore. The bill has been condemned by the UN and the United States. An assistant to a European Union Member of Parliament has been arrested on suspicion of an especially severe case of spying for China. The suspect works for the far-right Alternative for Germany party. He's accused of giving the Chinese intelligence service information about negotiations and decisions in the European Parliament. Three other people have also been arrested for spying for China. Beijing has rejected espionage claims as hype. Officials in the Ukrainian city of Odessa say nine people, including two children, were injured in a Russian missile strike. The emergency services posted photos and videos of damaged buildings on fire and rescuers sifting through the rubble in the port city. The Air Force said it downed 15 of 16 Russian drones fired at Ukrainian territory overnight.
On the Inside Story podcast, what could be the consequences for 1.5 million Palestinians if Israel invades Rafah in southern Gaza, despite opposition from its allies, including the US? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.